The Lord is bringing his body of believers together in such a mighty way that it just blows my mind sometimes. We went into a prayer chat yesterday thinking the different ones was going to come in there and ask for prayer. I was going to do a Bible discussion first and take communion and then pray. Well, we met a friend in the messenger room that seen the link from another that where I had tagged somebody else to come into the room. We had worship. We began to talk to get to know each other, and then we prayed. Took communion, and then she asked for prayer, and we prayed for her and began to talk, and it was just amazing. The Spirit came in. I mean, the Spirit was already there, but he truly took over that messenger room, and that is the second time that it was the third time. We had started a messenger chat in one of my groups, Facebook groups, not a messenger chat group. And one of the ladies came, well, no, never mind. She is a part of the group. But she came in and asked for prayer, and God moved miraculously. I was blessed to have be on a TV broadcast this morning for a short devotion. And the Lord just took over and said what he wanted to say. And we prayed for people. And I felt the Spirit on that. I just thank God. And then I had a magnificent dream. And I have to tell you about that on another recording, because I don't want it to interfere with this part, because I'm putting it in my book. Y'all pray for me for my book. But anyway, last night was amazing. I called a prayer chat. No, a Bible study. A Bible study. Every time we start to try to do a Bible study, the Lord takes it his way. Now, don't get me wrong. Bible study is very important. And we did read in the Bible. As a matter of fact, we was telling her to look and ask the Lord for clarification on something that he had told her. And I said, sometimes when I need an answer, I open the Bible, and we begin to open the Bible. And I said, the Lord, show her what she needs to know. Give her clarification, even if you have to show it to her in your work. And he took me to a scripture in Proverbs. And as we begin to read it, we realize that Proverbs 14 was for the body of believers. Now I'm going to dig deeper into that scripture and get the full meaning. But like Ursa was explaining it so much, God is bringing his body believers together. But yeah, we became friends afterwards. And I just give God all the praise. All the glory. When you're invited to a Bible study or a messenger chat, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to show up. I do know one thing. Jesus always shows up. Jesus is always there to answer our prayers. We was praying for a lady. I mean, the second time I started the Bible study, a friend of mine pops into the room, and when I got started, she said, excuse me, but I really need prayer. And I knew in my heart that she did, but I didn't really know how upset she was until she started talking. Sometimes we just have to wait on the Lord, do it his way, not our way. And I give God all the praise and glory. And I pray somebody listens to this, because when God tells you to do something and you got that nudge and You know, I was telling my friends, I even reached out to the pastor. I said, pray, because we feel like, I think we're going to go live. Because we was going to try to go live that one time, but we never did go live. Because God did not want us to go live. He wanted us to do it in the secret place with her. He wanted us to do it in Messenger, a chat room. So see, that's what I'm saying. God says, sometimes when you're out there asking for prayer, asking for a word, he might be trying to get your attention to close that door and seek me. Turn off that laptop. Turn off that telephone. Turn off that computer. Get behind the closed door and seek my face. Ask me. Thank you, Jesus. God bless y'all.